This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With the House and Senate taking today off, this is the chance to update you on some of what happened in the flurry of activity, changing over from regular session to second special session. What about the Attorney General grabbing $7 million of BP settlement money that was supposed to go to the Coastal Fund? The supplemental appropriations bill ended up saying he has to give it back.
The Attorney General knows that those dollars will go from the Treasurer's office to Coastal, then Coastal will make the distribution and provide for the accounting.
Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur explained during the final few minutes of the regular session. No repercussions for the Treasurer giving the AG the money, however. But the Treasurer is embroiled in the middle of another dispute. Contradictory House and Senate resolutions.
This resolution is directing the state treasurer to withdraw that money from the bond redemption fund and basically reimburse the state general fund or free up $74 million.
Speaker Taylor Barra's resolution passed last Friday evening. Senate President Alario authored a different resolution that got unanimous approval on Monday. LaFleur explains it.
What Senate Resolution number 199 says is the treasurer is not to do things any differently than what he's done, I think, for the last 20 years.
Senator Sharon Hewitt asked the crucial question.
So what action will the treasurer take then when he gets two different resolutions, one from the House and one from the Senate, with different instructions?
Treasurer Kennedy has said he may seek an attorney general's opinion on it. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.